Some conversations aren't meant for everyone. They happen between people who simply understand. Welcome to Ellis Adventures, hosted by Janet Valentine and Roger Johnson, exploring connection, curiosity, and the lifestyle that, if you know, you know. Featuring voices like Steve the Professor and Barb Triple E. Ellis Adventures. Play outside the lines.
Don't see Barbie yet, but we're going to get started, especially because as crazy as the internet has been today, we'll try and get this fit in. Welcome to Ellis Adventures. I'm Janet Valentine.
I'm Roger Johnson.
And I'm Steve the Professor.
Barbie is AWOL. We'll just say she's somewhere taking, doing other things. And if she pops in, she does. If she doesn't, so be it. Anyway, this is the third episode on our new, under the new name of Ellis Adventures. If you are looking for the travel site, this isn't it. The Ellis Adventures travel site is ellisadventures.net. We are ellisadventures.com. We are a bunch of friends that have been in the lifestyle, still in the lifestyle. A couple of us are 1 foot out. And then Barbie is retired. But so if she joins in, she still adds to the punch. What do you guys want to talk about today?
I got something real quick.
Here comes Barbie.
We're good. We were at a party this past weekend.
Okay.
And we were talking about a lady who is straight in the lifestyle. But she ended up with a couple, and she let the lady go down on her and have fun.
Okay.
And she did not reciprocate because she's not bi. Well, okay. One of the other guests said, well, she's just being selfish. I said, do what?
Oh.
I said, what do you mean? Well, if she didn't go down on the woman, I said, well, that's the most asinine thing I ever heard you say.
Good for you. Bravo.
I said, that's Santa. Santa. I said,
that's Barbie's voice, y'all. If you hear her, she joined us late. Go ahead.
I said, that's just the most asinine thing I ever heard of, guy. I said, what do you think? I said, just because she allows someone to go down on her doesn't mean that she is required to or has to reciprocate.
Exactly.
And the lady who he was talking with says, I agree with you. I said, well, good. I'm glad. But I just couldn't, you know, out of the mouth of some people, they just, they don't think, I guess. So
I don't understand the tit for tat. When I know I've been at a party before and the woman couldn't play unless the husband was playing. Like,
oh, I hate
it was
that
one
rule.
Of those. Yeah.
Oh, I hate that one.
You can't play if I'm not playing. I just think, what the hell? I mean,
yes.
I don't understand that. I don't understand. Is it a control thing? Is it a, well, you fucked my wife, so I should be able to fuck yours? I mean, I don't know.
We know a couple like, well, we know a husband like that. And it's not his, if his wife can play, and at a party, we all know each other, but there's a couple new couples or three new couples. If he comes, the husband comes to the our friend says, hey, I want to fuck your wife. Well, only if I can fuck your wife.
Oh.
And no, she doesn't want to fuck you. Well, then you can't fuck my wife.
It's a party. I mean, if it's two for two, if it's a couple and a couple and you guys are going to play and you go back to their, you know, apartment house or whatever, and you say you want to play, and the one guy says he doesn't want to do the wife of the other person, then that's wrong. Okay.
Yeah,
that's kind of
bad. That's
bad. Missy Evil would say that you aren't taking one for the team. Okay. Because there are some people who say, I'm not going to take one for the team. I'm not going to do it. Well, then don't invite the other couple. Then don't go out with the other couple. Don't even waste their time if you know that this is going to happen. You know, but if you're, I mean, sometimes you can just fake it until you make it. It's not that big of a deal. And I don't care what it means is, if I'm doing them and the guy's got something wrong with them. Okay. Again, if his breath is bad, give him a breath mint. If he stinks, let's get in the shower. okay, and then fuck in the shower. And or if it is that the dick is too little, then let's get a toy. Or when we're done, I will go back home and my husband, Fabio, will understand. You better do me now because I was not satisfied from before. So make me satisfied because I let you have that girl. Okay. So then let's do it that way. But that's the rule. But in a party, the whole reason a party situation works so well, because if you want to avoid one of the two of the couple, you get to avoid them.
Yep.
Definitely. Right. I agree 100%.
Yeah. And so it just.
And I would hope as a couple, when you go to something like that, that you would already have pretty well established in your relationship. Honey, you go and have a great time because that's what I'm going to do.
Right.
You know?
Right.
We're not keeping head count. We're not keeping, oh, I fucked him, so I need to fuck him. You know, no.
Oh, but my first husband used to do that.
I know he did.
He would count, and I would get in trouble all the way home. He'd be like, you did more men than I did women. And I would be like, feeling so guilty. But people, it's just, we go back to be the bee. I wanted to be the bee that flits from flower to flower. And I'm not counting how many damn flowers and how many damn flowers you've gone to. Okay. That's not it. We don't play tit for tat. No.
Well, I keep count of how many guys that L plays with. And when I do, and when she tells me, I get upset. I said, that's all.
I got a story I kind of want to share with you guys.
Okay, let's hit us with a story. I love them.
So this is just so unorthodox for this setting, but last Saturday, we went to a party we go every year, and it's a Kentucky Derby party. And the funny thing that is sharing that story here is that it is vanilla.
Oh.
It is hosted by a swinger couple that is in our tight circle. And the party is just absolutely phenomenal. And you talk about a level of trust in the friends you invite, because his whole family is there. His wife's family often comes. Their close friends from other functions are there. We have a couple other friends in common, which is bananas, because they are friends on the vanilla side of life, people I know, and now it's even intermingled on me. But it's funny because, you know, they have the mint juleps, the whole deal. It is a drinking party, and so, you know, you get a bunch of swingers together, and they seem to be getting along better than some of the other people, especially after like four mint juleps. And, you know, we end up just every year with somebody kind of playing Who Would You Do? And
oh my gosh.
And the gosh dang it, it escaped me. There's a main point I really wanted to one reason why I'm telling this story is because I need to credit the professor with the line I used, because it was said very recently. And so let's go back to where the build up on that. I am sitting there, and this girl has her big giant hat that she just spent the last 2 days making. The host had recently caught up with a friend from high school. And it's like, hey, wow, great to see you. I'm having this party. You should come. Great, I'll be there. I'll bring my girlfriend. I am talking to said high school friend's girlfriend. She is smoking. She has this short little dress on and like dress shorts kind of thing. And it's like a blazer, but it's a dress. You guys probably know the outfit I'm talking about, but them puppies are pushed up and out and are in your face from across the room. And so I think she'll fuck. So I'm just fully engaged. There are she's about halfway across the room. I'm fully engaged and talk in a conversation just about just jobs and life and horse shit. I'm wearing it down right now, right? And so she gets up and she walks over kind of closer to me, but doing something else. And when she walks away, I guess it was observed by another close friend, a female, that I was looking at her like tonight's supper. And she was like, "Stop it. That's his friend from high school." I said, and I just turned around like I couldn't, like, who is interrupting my focus here? And I look, and is all it came out. Steve might as well have had his hand jammed up my ass when I said, "Look here, a lion doesn't walk around explaining to the other animals in the jungle why he's a fucking lion. Okay?" So,
anyway, oh, that's a good one.
I have been racking my brain all week waiting for this recording. And I'd had a couple people, and I'm like, "No, I don't think it was him." And I was just like, it had to have been Steve on a recent recording we did. It had to have been him that said that. And that's where I'm going with. It'd be simpler if you just owned that.
Yeah, that's right.
Otherwise, I'm at a total loss of who said it, but it wasn't my original. So anyway,
I can't mix alcohol on a mixed party. Mixed being vanilla and swingers. Okay.
No, when there's, no.
'Cause I have to be on my best behavior because I have to remember this. There's vanilla people here. And so I can't do what I would normally do if it was a swingers party. I mean, we had an event. We came into town back where Professor lives. Okay. And we had met up with one of our best couples, the guy that helped me with Dick Dippers and his wife, and they are my very good friends. I mean, I've done lots of vanilla stuff with them. And we said we wanted to go out, and we were going to go out to a nice dinner club. And so we had brought our business partner, who was vanilla. Okay. As well, we just don't even know. I'm not even going to go there. We're not crossing business with pleasure. And I needed a date for him. So we chose Missy Evil as a date. Okay. Because she's beautiful. And so anyway, I let her know, "Hey, I don't know if this guy is this way. This is a vanilla party," but I knew she would enjoy the place that we were going. And so we got him this date. And then so it was, and then there was another couple that was also vanilla. Okay. So the only ones that were not was Missy Evil and our Dick Dippers friend and his wife and me and Fabio. And we were all sitting around the same vicinity, sort of, except for the business partner was sitting there. And dinner was commencing, and this guy was joking with her. And I could see that Missy Evil was flirting with him the way that I knew that she would flirt with him, which was great. And he liked it and stuff. And then she made a comment at one point. We were drinking and eating, and she made a comment and said, "I'm not high maintenance." And The four of us, okay, being me, Fabio, and Dick DeBurse and his wife, we just all had liquid in our mouth and all of us simultaneously spit it out laughing. Okay. She said this because she said, I'm not high maintenance. And we just went.
He once turned down a meet and greet suite because the parking lot view was more authentic. He has never lost an argument in a hot tub. Some say dolphins follow his pontoon boat out of professional respect. He is the most lubricated man in the world.
I don't always use lubricant, but when I do, I prefer coconut slickums.
Crafted from the finest ethically massaged coconuts, coconut slickums delivers a smooth tropical experience worthy of poor decisions and unforgettable weekends. Couples report increased confidence, decreased friction, and a statistically significant rise in eyebrows. Scientists remain baffled. Neighbors remain suspicious. Women remain satisfied. Coconut Slickums, personal lubricant. For those who believe life should always glide smoothly. Stay slick, my friends. For more relationship adventures, wild stories, and adult conversations, visit ellisadventures.com.
Okay, because she has a tendency to, you're not dating her. You are not, she's not going home with you unless you have money. She knows she has taste. Okay, we know this. She's not going to look at a pauper. I don't care how hot you are. Okay, you got to have money to date this because she is that woman. And we just all couldn't stop laughing. And at the time, and our business partner looked at us like, you know, kind of, how, you know, and when he said, how do you guys all know each other? And I told him the truth. We met at a party. Okay. We met at a friend's house. We were at a party. She and I started to talk to her about where I used to raise my kids and blah, blah. So we just told the closest to truth. But that we were, I was not drinking alcohol at that thing. I know that if I would have been wasted, much more than just iced tea would have come spraying out of my mouth when she said, I'm not high maintenance.
Yes.
Oh, no joke.
Yeah, that did happen to me. We went to a vanilla gathering with four, some really good friends of ours, like a 60th birthday, I believe it was. Well, and, you know, the drinks were flowing. It was at a winery. And of course, you know, I'm partaking and like usual. And when we get ready to leave, I hit her on the butt. I mean, I hugged her and I just hit her on the butt. And I was just like, oh. And there's all her family. You know, people don't do that, but it just happened so natural. I was like, oh my God.
When there's alcohol involved, you can also play it. If it's just that slight and subtle, you can play it off.
Well, okay.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, but I will tell
the
story.
She doesn't drink a lot. She's a lightweight.
Yeah, you can do that with her. I don't know if you remember this, Barbie. The four of us. Barbie's husband, Barbie, me, and husband number one were at a club. Okay. We were at, it was a comedy club. We were at a comedy club that we went to. And when we went to sit down, Barbie sat with my husband and I sat with her husband. Okay. Because we were doing shenanigans and we were just sitting there kind of, you know, reaching out or whatever. And about halfway through the show, I looked over and there was my daughter.
Oh,
nah, yeah. That was for real. Yes.
Mom, that you're was, jerking off the wrong guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
I don't know how much you've had to drink, but
yeah.
Dad's wow. on the other side.
I just said we were. I said, you know, this is how we always get when we go out and drink a lot.
We had dinner. There's four couples, and we went to an Italian restaurant. And So we get there, and of course we've all split up like you did, Janet, and this and that. Well, nothing really happened. We get out to the parking lot, and next thing you know, we start mauling one of the women, men and women, all of us, right? So we grab it and playing and falling and all this stuff. The next day, I get a phone call. One of the ladies who was at the party, they got into the car. Her boyfriend read her the riot act, gave her the third degree. What the hell was that all about? She didn't tell him or didn't tell us that he was vanilla. He broke up with her that night.
Oh,
I said, hey, you didn't tell us, you know, we had to behave. So we assumed, you know, everybody there were in the lifestyle. So, yeah, you got to be careful with that stuff sometimes.
Wow. Yeah, so funny.
It's dangerous with alcohol. It is dangerous.
It is.
The lines blur really quickly.
Yeah. But I can also blame it on the alcohol.
But one time I went to a local
band camp.
Place to hear a live band. One of my favorite singers. And I was just drinking and drinking and drinking. And this guy kind of came up and hit on me. And, you know, that's rare. And I was like, I mean, I just turned into it. I was like, it was a swingers party. I think I blew his mind because I was just like, oh, you are hot. You know, and I just went right toward him. And I was like, oh, good grief. This is a public bar. And the people I was with were stunned because, you know, it just comes so natural. It does. I mean, he was good looking. And I was like, hey, you are nice looking. And then I was even like, my husband doesn't care. My husband doesn't care that I fuck around. I mean, I was just... Oh my God. I was all over it. It was bad.
I just wanted to tell you had nice tits. It's like,
yes. Yeah. Or excuse me. Can I get my drink? You know, it could have been that. And I turned around. Oh, look at you. Cause it was one of those. I think I did the same thing to you there, Roger. When I first saw you too, I was like, whoa, I like it. Let's go.
You were going to scare me off.
I was with Fabio. I did him. I was with Fabio in, again, kind of where Steve lives now in that area. And it was a Sunday afternoon. We were at a particular venue that had outdoor music. We had brought with us a new couple, or we were going to meet them there. It was a new couple that weren't even sure if they were going to be in the lifestyle or not. They said, we'll meet you there. Okay. Always meet them at a public place. So if you got to ditch them, you can ditch them easy. Okay. So don't let them know where you live. So if you don't know who they are, same dating rules apply. You're dating a couple, not a person. Okay. So we met them at this place and we were sitting down at the table and we frequented this venue on a regular basis. And people were pretty sure that, you know, I was with Fabio. This couple was with us, and I was looking pretty provocative because it was, you know, you're meeting another couple. You want to look good. Girls are up and cleavage is out and, you know, skirt is accessible just in case you got to go to the bathroom and, you know, get something done. So we're there, and I look across the room and in walks Detroit Dan. And for those of you who haven't listened to this podcast before, Detroit Dan is a BBC. BBC stands for Big Black Cock. Okay. And this man, he has one of the biggest, blackest cocks that I've ever seen. Okay. Yes. And he is hot. And he
just hold your thought. I'm just going to second everything she's saying. Like you watch enough porn.
Yes. And
you come across a dude hammering on a small frame girl, and you're just like, how the hell does she take all that? So, like,
he's that guy.
This dude has that dick.
He gets stopped at the airport and they frisk him in his pants and they tell him he's got something in his pants and he turns and says, "That's my dick, man." Okay. This is Detroit. This is Detroit Dan. And I see him.
At the end of that movie, Boogie Nights, it's like that, but a black guy. And he's like the nicest guy in the world.
He is the nicest guy. I like hanging out with him. He's a very intelligent man. Okay. So, I mean, you wrap all that up in there and I see him. He comes across the floor. He doesn't even ask. Okay. He comes across the floor. He grabs me, picks me up and plants a big fat French kiss on me because this dude can kiss. And I mean, it is like a 2-minute kiss. Okay. And this couple is looking at him like, and then he walks away and they say they're going to leave. And I'm like, "Are you okay?" And she's like, "Yeah." And she goes, "That was just a little bit too public for me." And I was like, "Well, he didn't do it to you. He did it to me. And if it's anybody's reputation, it's mine that's screwed up." And then I looked at him and then she goes, "I've never done a black man before." And she goes, "And I could see what he was packing and that's scary." And I went, "Your ignorance is your loss." Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. Because this guy here, he's one of the best fucks that's out there.
Yeah. And he knows how to use it. He knows and really
He knows how to use it. He's very gentle. He doesn't rip he's not going to rip you up or nothing.
He's not
I'm
a
not
pounder.
Convince you. I'm not going to convince you because that's not my job. You don't belong in this lifestyle. Okay. If that's what you saw from that transaction, you don't belong in the lifestyle. And we never saw him again.
Shocked. Shocked. Yeah.
I tell this story. I told it fairly early on, but this time I'm going to have you finish it, Janet. But I remember we were at your party. Everybody is doing their thing and I'm feeling like really good about myself. I feel like I'm running through the ranks fast. I'm in the pro game now. And then I realized I still had a ways to go when he said from across the room, because I think you were with somebody, and he said, "I'm getting that next," or something to that effect. And meaning like he was gonna fuck your pussy. And your reply was, "Go.
That thing is so big, I gotta take you in the ass at this point. You're not getting near the pussy."
And I was like, at that, so I heard that and I'm like, okay, I'm not in the pro game yet. I am just merely like the bat boy.
Because I have a service.
I'm here hoping to be a pro one day.
That's okay.
Anyway, I'll never forget it.
Yes. And one of my favorite memories of him, and Steve used to have a video of this. I don't know if you still have it or not. him going in. And going into Elle, Steve's wife, Elle, and, you know, she was on her knees and he was fucking her from behind. And I think he was, I don't know if it was in her ass, but her pussy was dripping so much as he was fucking her ass. Her pussy was dripping so much that there was cum that would just go up and splosh, okay? And then he would push it into the ass and it would splosh up in her ass and you could see it, okay? He would fuck her pussy and then pull out and start to fuck her ass and all of that juices were in there along with the coconut oil mixed together. You got the shiny coconut oil and then you got the cum because she would not stop coming, okay? It was like...
Yeah.
She sent me that video. I used to. That's spank bank material. That's if I wanted to go out and I'm by myself at night or whatever, I will think about that and then put the toy on and go, yep, I'm going.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah. That's the night that he chased her around the house and did her four times.
Right.
Bent her over. I was
in the kitchen. Bent her over in the kitchen.
Yeah. Well, on the way home, you know, we're doing a recap, you know, a debrief. And she said, yeah, she goes, Detroit Dan bit me over the stool in the kitchen. In front of me in the kitchen. And in a loud voice, said, he did what? In a loud voice, she thought I was upset. She goes, I'm sorry, was I supposed to do that? I said, no. I said, you should come out and got me so I can watch it. Because I missed it all.
Yeah. I just wanted to see it. I wanted to video it.
Yeah. So, yeah. I was upstairs playing or downstairs playing somewhere. Who knows?
Okay. Well, this is a pretty good episode. So we brought back some memories and started some new ones. Vanilla. And for me, the rule is vanilla and swingers don't mix if there's alcohol on the table.
Exactly. Don't drink.
You are daring it to go sideways. You're just, yeah, you've got your foot in the fire.
Mm-hmm,
But year after year, this is a success. And I think it goes back to who you invite. He, like I said, it's a level of trust among the people he invites that you know, right. and it right. works. So, but anyway, it's a great time.
Well, that, and it's the venue also. And real quickly, Elle and I went to a club, and it was a drag club because she liked to go there, and we had gone with our kids before. Anyway, there were three girls making out, and she'd been drinking. She walked up to me and she goes, do you need a fourth? So they're getting alcohol and everything. You know, and there it is. It's a completely vanilla environment.
Yeah.
But, you know, where you were, you know, she had three women there. She goes, do you need a fourth? I'm like, oh, my God. So
it just takes over.
Yeah.
It just takes over.
So, yeah, you have to be careful.
Yeah. But,
yeah. There and this
that's today's advice. Yeah,
we will talk about this topic again, because if it was a guy that she was going to go up there, she'd be in trouble. But because it's a girl, it's the fantasy of so many men that they will allow that to happen. Because if your wife wants, ooh, lucky man that wants to go up there, and she says, "Can I join the girls?" If it's, "Can I join the guys?" She's in trouble, and I say we have sexism here.
Just a little, think? Just a little.
Yep.
We'll save this topic for another time. For all of you flies on the wall who have made it through to the end of this episode, if you want to catch some of the other episodes, there's only two that are up there right now. You can go to ellisadventures.com. We will be bringing out of the archives some of the old Beyond Monogamy ones. So for you guys that know the stories are there, they are. And when we are not going to be recording, which will be in a couple weeks around the holidays and stuff, we'll put up some archived ones and you can listen to those. We'll whip out something about Detroit Dan, or we'll whip out something about Dick Dipper so you know what we're talking about. You're going to go to ellisadventures.com if you want to be on this. We do this with Zoom meetings, so I don't care where you are in the United States or where across the world. We can send you a Zoom invite. You can talk to us. We will keep you as anonymous as possible. If you want to have a topic you want us to cover, go to ellisadventures.com and send Roger or me. We have buttons that you can send to our email, what it is you want to talk about, what you'd like for us to cover. You can also tip Mandingo, because that man works so hard. He's designed this new website. He gets paid very little. He gets paid from me, and it's very little. So, it's just not enough to cover his time. Leave him a tip. And if you enjoy this, and then I hope that you return back and find this podcast, and that you come again. Come again.
You've been listening to Ellis Adventures. Not everything needs to be explained. Follow, subscribe, and keep the conversation going. Ellis Adventures. Play outside the lines.